Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Welcome to Pathways Podcast number 30.
Number 30. Yes. That's a big number.
As you said, that's anytime you change the first digit, that's a milestone.
It is
so
a milestone.
30, that means we've been doing this for 30 weeks.
30 weeks.
Straight.
No breaks.
Yeah. So, awesome. And I will tell you that if you're listening, this will be kind of the last one that we do kind of in the what we've been in this temporary format.
Yep.
I think we're going to kind of go back to more to the regular format next week. I think we'll still be video, though, right? I don't know. TBD.
That's right. We're getting
TBD.
From Jen.
All right. Jen just looks at me like,
you
silly
man.
We'll
have that all figured out by next week.
Yeah. So, but we'll see. So stay tuned for that. All the more reason to check in next week.
That's right. It'll be a surprise to everybody.
But, yeah, but going into kind of the last week, obviously Sunday was significant because it was the first Sunday where we went back to our two service format.
Yep.
We invited people to come in that weren't in the leadership team that are, obviously some people still were, but
open to anybody. Yes,
and
absolutely.
I just got to tell you, everything went great.
It was great. It was.
It was good.
It went very smoothly.
Yeah, like a well-oiled machine, which a lot of that credit goes to you and your team.
Thanks. Yeah, we have an amazing team.
So Marcy, those of you that know Marcy may find it so hard to believe that she was the organizational force behind
hard
this.
Hard to believe. And so, we all laughed.
She did. So Marcy was being Marcy, and she things were running smooth, and people got in and out. It was good to see, obviously people come at it from different perspectives as far as, what they, maybe different concerns that they had and things like that. And I think there was a little something there for everybody, after the service. I saw people hanging out and talking in the parking lot. Still maintaining a degree of distance, but just good to see people and good to see faces. If you were there Sunday, what a blessing it was for me
to
walk
out everybody.
There and see your faces live. And I hope you felt the same way. It was good. It was just a powerful service. But more expected, registration is open. Open this morning.
If it's not right now, it will be today. So
yeah, a couple things
for next Sunday.
Yeah, we are encouraging people. So one of the things that we're running into logistically that's challenging. First of all, if you register, your seat is reserved.
Yep.
And so if you don't show up for church, then that seat is going to be empty.
Right.
And we had a few people, for whatever reason, if stuff comes up, you can't make it. But don't register, really, unless you're really sure that you're going to come.
Yep.
I know a lot of people want to jump in there and get their spot. And then as the week progresses, it's like, I can't make it.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of that. Not a lot. But just be aware.
But even if something does come up, feel free to let us know later in the week.
Yeah, let us know as soon as you can.
We'll adjust as well. So
we want
to try to get as many people into the worship center as we can, and so that just helps us with numbers.
Yeah, we anticipate a continued growth in people that want to come as all of this kind of progresses. So, thank you to the people that were the first group.
Yeah. Brave souls, first ones through.
Yeah, the first ones through. And obviously, what we tried to do was find that balance between safety protocols, but at the same time, people moving in and out okay and having, trying to,
Completely not knowing what to expect as far as how many people would come.
I mean,
that was one of our biggest things is before all of this started, the amount of people who were coming in through a weekend. And so then when you look at everything that's been going on, you think how many people are going to come? And so just trying to kind of help manage those numbers and wanting to have space for everyone who wants to be here. So it was a big,
I think we ended up with like 160 or so between the two services.
Yeah, I would say so.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. Yep. So, which is way down from our normal Sunday, but you know what? Again, we're just in that place. People are, people are starting to reemerge and, there's a lot of concerns out there still. But others are like, it's time. And, we've been talking about that there's other issues out there besides mm-hmm. the virus.
Yep.
And that's who we're called, you know, as a church to just be in that place. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was just a great day. And
yep. So when you're ready to come back, we're ready for you. That's
absolutely.
What we want people to know. So yep. definitely.
Yeah. Yep. And it's,
we're here and we're moving forward and we're ready.
Yeah. It's worth the effort.
It is yeah. for sure.
So,
yeah.
And also along those lines is the other thing is we would encourage people, again, we mentioned this last week, but if you have family and you don't mind sitting next to them,
yeah.
all register together. You know, the more people that we can have sitting together, the better. Mm-hmm. For every group that registers, then there's a space between them and the next group.
Right.
But, you know, obviously the more people that register together, if you have friends or, you know, if you're in a small group with people and you're like, you know what, we've been interacting, so we don't mind sitting next to each other.
Yep.
All of you, just all register together.
Yeah.
Even if you come in there and you say, you know what, I'm registering for 8 people and
right.
we're all going to sit together.
Yep. Great.
That's okay.
That is okay.
That's fine. If
we'll
you're okay
together.
With it. Then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not certainly not imposing anything on anybody.
No. No.
We're just trying to give people a space mm-hmm. that they feel comfortable in.
Yes.
So if you feel comfortable with
whoever it might be,
yeah.
Yeah. Contact them, make your arrangements, and then just have one person sign up.
One person sign
yep.
up, yeah.
And then you can get that information to them, to your group, everybody in your group, as far as where you're sitting and all of that.
Yeah.
So we'll send that out by Saturday. And if you don't get the email by Saturday at noon, then let us know, because we did have a couple people who Saturday evening were like, hey, I registered. And
yes.
we for some reason, with love technology, but some reason it
yeah.
dropped a few. So we got them in on Saturday, and so we don't want that to happen to anybody.
There seems to be, we're not sure about this because it's just kind of inconsistent, but there seems to be challenges with registering with a phone.
Yes. If you register on the app on your phone, it seems to sometimes drop some of those registrations.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So go to the website, register on the website, and if you don't get an email by Saturday, let us know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And we've got a group of people that are, so we're putting together groups basically Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of so,
plug them in as they come,
yeah. So please let us know as soon as you can if something changes and you can't make it.
Yep. Kathy and Nicole have done a phenomenal job with all of that, handling all the registrations. Out to them.
Absolutely.
It's a big job. So we appreciate it.
Yeah. So I don't even know if I should be saying this, but so Jake came, so my son came down from Ames.
Yes.
And went to church with us.
Yep.
Which was great that we could go to, as a family. And then we went out to eat afterwards.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's a good feeling, huh?
It was a good feeling.
We can actually sit in a booth in
yeah.
a restaurant.
We went out to eat afterwards. And, of course, you know, we basically had the place to ourselves.
Yep.
Which was cool. But, you know,
Not typical for a Sunday.
Yeah. You know, before I went into ministry, I was a business person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a business owner, you know, you're sitting here listening, you know, local business owner, mm-hmm. I want to support you.
Yeah.
I want to support local business. I want to, you know, and do all those things. And, you know, you go out to eat, great opportunity. I mean, if you're not concerned
mm-hmm.
about things, you know, if you're kind of in that place where, you know, you're again, a lot of people have family members that
mm-hmm.
they're trying to protect.
Right.
And things like that. So there's just a lot of things.
A lot of factors.
I am in a place where, you know, I don't really have any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great opportunity to go out to eat and support the local business and
yep.
even support the waitress that served
yeah.
us and you
yep.
know, give her a good tip.
Yep.
You know, things like that. And so it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Life
is starting to.
Yes.
Reemerge and
yep.
do all those things.
Get back into some of those things we were doing before. So
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good thing.
So
yeah.
Talking about Sunday, you took a bunch
yeah,
of notes.
Of course I did.
We're talking about gifts
we
of
are.
The Spirit.
Yep. Yeah. So this week it was on gifts.
Yeah. And, you know, so
yeah.
give me your, so what,
yeah.
what's the first thing that leapt out at you from
well,
Sunday?
Well, so the first thing was just that difference between fruit and gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so fruit was, you know, just that deep character work that
mm-hmm.
that the Holy Spirit produces in us. But gifts, there's really that element that we exercise and use those spiritual gifts. And
yeah.
so the Holy Spirit gives gifts. Everybody has a gift. All believers have a gift. And but yeah, it's really that the Holy Spirit gives gifts so that we can bless others, so
right.
we can serve others and serve the church, and just really for love, like to be the hands and feet of Christ. And
right.
so just that difference, I guess, between fruit and gifts was one of the first things. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a biggie. I was telling you. So I grew up in a church background mm-hmm. where we didn't talk a lot. We didn't even really talk about fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, you know, talk about the forgotten God, you know, mm-hmm. the neglected God, the Holy Spirit. And, you know, so one of the things that early on when I first, you know, I got into reading the scripture and understanding what things were, I struggled with, you know, why do a lot of Christians seem to be able to get away mm-hmm. with a spiritless walk?
Right.
And one of the light bulb moments for me was when I realized that there's a difference in what the Holy Spirit is doing in the life of believers. There is that sanctifying work of producing fruit, mm-hmm. and fruit is fruit. It's not fruits,
right?
It's fruit.
Yep.
Some people want to piece them out, and they're like, "Well, you know, I'm a fairly patient person, but I need to be more loving."
Yes.
And so they like probably, you know, Lord. You know, and then they kind of separate the fruit, and it's like, well, no. So fruit is like this character development. It's just like, mm-hmm. it's just like you, there's not a ton that you can do to make an apple tree produce apples other than tend to it
right.
throughout the year.
Care for it.
And then it's just the fruit just happens.
It does.
And yep. and that is, so you meet a lot of Christians that have fruit, and they have tremendous character development. They're just amazing people, and they're wonderful, but they never really ever thought about the concept of gifts in the Spirit, mm-hmm. and gifts literally are these spiritual powers that the Holy Spirit gives you that can affect the life of another person and do all these things and in a way help them bear fruit,
right?
And so it's just this really powerful concept, and I think that, you know, so much of what we do comes from our perspective of what we are to be doing. So not many people necessarily realize that they are given special abilities mm-hmm. in the Spirit for the sake of the church.
Right.
And so, you know, so it was, yeah, it was a good discussion about, you know, the difference between gifts and fruit and anything else? I mean, you mentioned...
Yeah, so that kind of goes into the saying, too, of there's no non-participants in the kingdom of God. And
yeah.
so often that we talk about that.
Right.
So everybody has a gift. Everybody has a gift that God has given them. And it's really just discovering what your gift is.
Right.
And just stepping in some different places and trying some things. And, you know, just praying about it and stepping forward in obedience. So... But another one of the things that you talked about in the message, too, that I thought was really good was basically that idea of know your motives. And so when a person becomes a believer, all of us, when anyone becomes a believer, we come in with baggage and we come
right.
in with influences that the world has had on us. And so really then we enter into that process of discipleship,
right.
which is kind of helping sort out some of that and helping us to turn that to God and to really
right.
surrender it. And so... That was another piece, too, that I thought that really stuck out to me was just that idea of how surrendered are our hearts to Jesus.
Right.
And you know, just the I think that you had said something, too, about the one thing that defines the Church of America is that Jesus is not Lord of people's actual lives.
Right.
And so just thinking about, you know, okay, if I go to church, if I do this or that or whatever, but is Jesus the Lord of my life?
Right.
And am I surrendered to him? Because then it's in that surrendering to him that it's, okay, God, whatever you have and whatever you want from me, and then it's that heart of obedience, and then it's
right.
moving forward in that obedience. And so that's, you know, that piece that I think we have to realize that we come in with stuff and God's going to help us sort through all that and other people are going to help us sort through all that, but that we
right.
really just need to continually, and it's that daily surrender to
right. And, you know, so one of the things that is so difficult to you know, convey to people is that, you know, you're going to, so if your motivation is you, mm-hmm. you're going to do things differently than if your motivation is somebody else.
Right.
And so, and you got to be careful with that. You know, let's take our being open, mm-hmm. right? Because we had to pray about that. What was
Absolutely.
Our motivation? So if we're going to open, what's our motivation? Well, from our perspective, the Great Commission hasn't ceased.
Right.
And so, you know, Paul says, I would be all things to all people. I'm willing to be all things to all people for the sake of winning those for Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's our perspective. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? If you can come to Christ sitting at home, mm-hmm. watching online, great. If you need to be here, great. But we need to give an opportunity mm-hmm. for wherever people are at.
Right.
Not because of us. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. I mean, you know, I said to somebody, you know, the last couple months, you know, from a, I don't know, just from a logistical standpoint, Sundays have been really easy. Mm-hmm. You know, you come in and right. and you have everything set up. You do one service, you put it online, and then you yep. go home. And, you know, it's fairly easy.
Pretty slick. Pretty
and efficient. And the easiest thing to do would have been to just keep on doing that.
Right.
So, but that's not easy is not our motivation.
Right. And it's not necessarily the obedient thing.
It's not the obedient thing. And you know, so that is the place where you have to go. And you have to create opportunity for people to exercise their gifts. Mm-hmm. And you
Absolutely.
Have to and to do all those things. I said this, I don't know if I said it a couple weeks ago or if I said it last week, I don't remember. They're all starting to run together, but but truthfully, you know, I mean, and I've said this before in the past, faith is a muscle. If you don't work it, mm-hmm. it atrophies.
Yep.
It's not going to go away to the point where you're going to lose your salvation. I don't believe that at all. But it can go to the point where you're just basically a believer that is walking with the same amount of spiritual power as somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, and so we need to get back in the spiritual gym.
Right, yeah.
And start working out our faith and start working out these gifts and, you know, interacting with the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, and then blessing and loving others.
Yeah.
And that's what helps us grow.
Which is kind of, with the week before, we were in the Ezekiel 36 and 37 text.
Yes.
And so just that picture of dry bones and, you know, which is that picture of before you become a believer to after, but also when we don't move forward in faith and obedience and being surrendered to Jesus, that it feels like our faith kind of dries up and mm-hmm. then it's coming before the Lord again and surrendering and repenting. And that was another piece too that you talked a little bit about on Sunday, was that piece of repentance. And
right.
the Holy Spirit is going to lead us to repentance. And then, you know, which it gets back to, it's not about us and it's not about our motives. It's about being surrendered and
yeah.
coming before
you.
If
the Holy Spirit convicts you and you don't respond to that, you can kind of build up a callus
yes.
to yep. it. You can kind of lose a spiritual sensitivity mm-hmm. to, and you know, and I really think, I mean, I just, you know, that concerns me personally. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to lose my sensitivity to the Spirit. And,
right.
and obviously there are seasons where it's easier and harder than others. But, you know, so if you're wondering, so what's your motivation for repentance? It's to stay in that place
yeah,
with God where, you know, for starters, it does have to do with holiness and that's important and honoring the character of God. But at the same time, it's also, I want to be in a deep relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord. I mm-hmm. want to be sensitive to what He's telling me to do. I want to be able to sense His presence, and I want to be filled with His power. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of it, you know. And we talked about this a little bit before the podcast, but I thought an important distinction that we talked about too is the difference between talents and gifts. Mm-hmm. Talents are yep. not gifts. Now a talent can be used as a gift. Mm-hmm. It can be, so you can have a certain talent that maybe you spend time not in service to the kingdom, but it's really cool when talents and gifts are together.
Yeah.
That's when you really see some really neat stuff. But it's important to understand that just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's a spiritual gift. Mm-hmm. It's kind of once it becomes surrendered into the service of God, and then you kind of see how it affects others. That's how you kind of know what a gift is, and that's important because we don't get to determine what the gifts are.
Right.
So I can't just say part of the story, I didn't tell this on Sunday, but part of my story is that there was a time in my life. So everybody was telling me I was going to be a pastor, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. I had a gift to be a pastor, and I was like, you know, I don't really want that gift. I wanted to be spiritual. I wanted to be in spiritual battle. So I wanted to be this spiritual prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to go into healing prayer. I wanted to cast out demons. I wanted, mm-hmm. you know, that was kind of what I wanted to do. And I went through, you know, a lot of training for that. And, you know, I still do that. So mm-hmm. it's not like you don't do that. But I remember, I was so blessed to have Kevin Korver in my life. I was going through the stage where I just felt like I was kind of lost. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like I took the wrong turn off the highway. And I'm like, where am I? And I remember Kevin came and he said to me, he goes, Steve, you're an evangelist.
Mm-hmm. That's your gift.
Your gift is mm-hmm. to tell people about Jesus.
Yep.
Now, other things can flow out of that, but that is your gift.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. So I went back. I actually prayed. I'm like, God, get me back on track. Mm-hmm. And it's like all these doors started opening for me. And anyway, so that's the issue. But I think it's easy to have gift envy. Mm-hmm. And you're looking over there at their gift and saying, you know what? I want that. And then like almost neglecting your true gift. Mm-hmm. I think you can get in that place too. But man, the sweet spot is when you are actually standing in your gift and God is using you and flowing through you to bless somebody else. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's why if you've watched me preach or you know me long enough, there are times where I just get overwhelmed with emotion. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because I'm in that sweet spot mm-hmm. and I'm just feeling the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And it's just kind of pouring out there and I can barely, it's so wonderful. I can barely stand in that mm-hmm. spot, but that's what kind of keeps you coming back. Anything else that you,
yeah, well, that was all that I had for notes from Sunday, but I would just add to what you just said too, just that sometimes it takes faith to stand in that spot. And so, you know, to say, you know, stepping into the gifts that God has given you and even just the getting back on track. But yeah, it takes faith to step forward in that.
It does.
And God's going to call you a little out of your box sometimes and he's going to push you and stretch mm-hmm. you. And that takes faith. And so it is kind of walking in obedience. And I know for myself, I've had times I'm like, okay, I could completely fall flat on my face and I don't know how this is going to go, but I feel like this is what God's calling me to do. So I'm going to step out in faith and I'm going to step into this and we'll see what happens. And so,
right.
No, yeah, but there is that act of, there's that point where mm-hmm. you could easily be like, you know what? That's not my gift.
Right.
And you could dismiss that and you could say, you know, I'm not going to, and really quench the spirit. And so
absolutely.
It is stepping forward in obedience. So
external factors mm-hmm. do not determine the gift.
Yep.
Which is, you know, which is at the heart of how I feel. Mm-hmm. So there's not a different set of gifts available for men or women.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Some would say there is.
Some would say there are. Yes,
and,
they would.
And you know, I struggle with that. Mm-hmm. And that's why.
Yeah.
We don't get to say and the other thing is too, is we operate under this assumption that all gifts must be confirmed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there may be some people that say, no, that's not your gift, mm-hmm. but God's people are the ones that determine, you know, whether or not it's a gift, whether or not it's a power from God. And so you always kind of battle this, you know, when you're surrendered to Christ, this is why like legalism mm-hmm. and all of these things can be so dangerous because you don't do things just because it's a rule.
Right.
You do things because it's what God is calling you to do, and you just have to be in that place You know, you're the discipleship director, and so you know you deal a lot with people that may think that they have a gift.
Yep.
And maybe they're in the process of refining or cultivating a gift, mm-hmm. But maybe they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of have to walk through that and walk through people and try to get them, just like Kevin did for me. It's like, you know, your gift is more along these lines, and trying, yep, to work through all those things. So, and the important part is that you know, the more mature that a church becomes, the more body parts are represented,
right,
within the church.
Yep.
And so,
take your body part seriously.
That's right. Take your body part seriously.
That's right. Even if you're the elbow, and Scott doesn't know what the elbow does.
I know never mind. So the elbow, when I did, what was it, Impact World Tour,
that's right,
breaks bricks.
That's what the elbow
is. And actually, it's the meat part behind the elbow.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, that was a while ago.
A while ago, yeah. They made sure to tell me, don't hit it with your elbow, or you'll shatter your elbow. So, but anyway, people are watching going, what's he talking about? I don't even know what he's talking about. Well, that's fine if you don't know. That was several years ago.
I don't think we have any video of that.
Oh, there's video. There's video out there somewhere.
We should go dig some up. That's good. Jen's going to dig some up for us.
I had a video come up in my timeline of the Impact World Tour, and I was bending the rod with my teeth.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. You ripped up the phone book. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I did. Yeah.
Yep.
That happened in church the next morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He handed me a phone book in front of the whole congregation.
You're like, no, really? Right now? No pressure.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That's good.
Yeah, that was back when I was in my 40s.
Back in your 40s.
But I want to encourage people, you know, we kind of bring this thing back to the gifts of the Spirit. I just want to encourage people and remind people that your moving in your gift, that benefits others.
Absolutely.
And so
it helps others to grow.
It helps others to grow. And so, you know, you kind of have this obligation. When I say there's no non-participants in the kingdom of God, that doesn't mean there aren't people that are unwilling to participate.
Right.
It's that there aren't supposed to
be
any non-participants in the kingdom of God. Yep. You are called for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that purpose is God's, not yours. It's His. And we have an obligation to submit and trust Him.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff.
Any previews for next week?
Oh, no.
Not yet.
I'm working on it.
Stay tuned.
I'm working on it. I'm kind of inclined. I'm kind of inclined. So the book of Acts, we kind of delve in. We jumped into the book of Acts. I kind of like to take people through almost like just some practical application.
Yeah.
Which is, you talk about being filled with the Spirit and living in the Spirit. So the book of Acts, the full name is the Acts of the Apostles. I've always kind of liked, because some people have said it should be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what it's about. It's all these believers in the early church, you know, that are set free by Jesus, filled with the Spirit, and watching what they do.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, you know, maybe take us through just kind of some practical applications within the book of Acts of showing people that are, you know, filled with the Spirit, mm-hmm. and kind of how that plays out, mm-hmm. in the lives of others. But one thing I will tell you, there's a general theme, is that people are being compelled by the Spirit, mm-hmm. into places that they would not go otherwise.
Right. Yes, and they go boldly and courageously.
And they go boldly and courageously. Yes. And, you know, Paul talks about fighting wild beasts. He talks about fighting disease.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about, you know, sleepless nights, you know, being beaten with rods.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this he did because he was compelled by the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. to go out there. And I think that's kind of like this picture. So that's where I'm inclined
to go.
But you know who gets last say?
Yep.
The Holy Spirit.
That's
so
right.
We'll see.
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking. If I had to give it this afternoon, that's probably where it would be.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
Some good stories in the book of Acts.
Yeah, for sure.
But probably one of my favorite, you know, when Paul meets with the leaders of Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
and he has somebody prophesy over him not to go to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And Paul's response is like, oh, you're breaking my heart.
Yes, yeah.
He's like, you know, I am going to go live or die with Jesus.
Right.
And I just, you know, I just love Paul.
Yeah.
You know, I love his attitude. He's like, you know what? Because he's saying, because the guy who's prophesying over Paul, he says, you know what, you're going to be, he binds himself. He says, you're going to be bound in Jerusalem and, you know, all
there's
these
all the bad things that are going to
all
happen
these bad
to you.
Things. And then Paul's like, yeah,
all right.
No problem.
Yep.
Nope. That's the way it is.
That's right. Willing to suffer for the sake of Jesus.
Willing to suffer for the sake of Jesus.
Yep. And so that people would know the gospel.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm inclined to go.
That's good.
What else you got?
Oh, anything? That's it for the message on Sunday.
Yeah, so we're anticipating guests next week.
Yep.
So we'll start kind of bringing.
We haven't done our theology discussion for a while either.
No, we haven't. We've kind of moved away from theology, and
we'll have to see what we do with that too.
Yeah,
it'll be a surprise to everybody.
So it'll be like a brand new show next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
With music again.
So we'll continue. I mean, obviously, a portion of our show going forward will be kind of updates on what we're doing.
Absolutely.
In regards to our relaunch and things.
Yeah, and just a reminder to people about that is that, you know, if you've read the relaunch strategy and you've gone to the website and you've watched the podcast.
27.
Episode 27. But just knowing that that's where we're at today, but we're not going to stay there forever.
Right.
And so things will transition and things will change. And so just wanting to let people know that so that they stay tuned and stay informed and can just catch those updates. So this podcast is a great way to do that. And obviously we'll update all that information on the website and put that out in emails and that Nicole sends out too. But yeah, I just want to let people know that where we're at today is not where we're going to be at forever. And so it's where we'll be for this next Sunday. But just listen and stay informed.
Yeah, there's kind of a, we've been very deliberate about not getting out past 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. We're kind of looking at a 2 week window of,
right. You know, we don't want to get
an expectation. Yeah. And
so I could tell you where I hope to be a month from now.
Right.
But that's, I mean, that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like pie in the sky stuff.
Yes.
So we're dealing with things on a week by week basis, but we're not really. Maybe we're having discussions out past 2 weeks,
right? But what we're putting out
about possibilities, but you know, there's no reason in really discussing it because, you know,
yeah, it's not here yet.
It's not here yet.
Yes,
so
it's not what we're gonna do for next Sunday. So we're thinking ahead, but yet what we're putting out for the next Sunday.
Right. Maybe just kind of let people where we're at is, you know, now that we're reopened, we're kind of evaluating to see what happens in the community.
Well, yeah.
Because we're not the only ones that have reopened.
Right.
So now it's like, okay, so do numbers continue to trend downward? And as they do, then it's like, okay, so where do we go from there? And and what do we do? And we have lots of ideas. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're trying to, we're in this community thing together.
Absolutely.
You know, you know, I can't encourage people enough to go out and support local businesses.
Local businesses.
You know, I know it's easy just to buy stuff online, but you know what? Amazon doesn't help pay local taxes.
Right.
You know, they don't help pay for the school system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my biggest thing about shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a local business person, you know, they don't pay property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay sales tax, which the school system gets a portion of. They don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you're feeling comfortable, go out and support local business owners.
Yep.
You know,
shop local.
Shop local.
Definitely.
Even if you have to pay a little extra for it, because you're getting things back for that.
Yep.
You know,
pouring into your local community that way.
Yeah. Think about the restaurants. You want to live in a community that doesn't have any restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
Support the restaurants. You know, as you feel it's okay for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do these things. You don't want to see churches, restaurants. You know, we're in pretty good shape financially.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to the end of our fiscal year. We've been tremendously blessed. Thank you for
very generous
for those of you that have continued to be generous during this time. But you know, there's a lot of churches that are struggling,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, be mindful of that. Be mindful of our brothers and sisters in other states.
Yeah.
That they can't meet. And so...
And don't really know when.
And don't know when.
The opening date is very far out there.
Yeah. If you're sitting at home and you feel like you're called to stay in place for a while longer, be praying.
Yeah.
Be praying for other churches. You know, be praying for, you know, maybe some of you are already doing that, and that's great. But if you haven't been, be praying for our brothers and sisters that are all over, and all the believers that want to gather, the advancement of the gospel, the movement of the kingdom of God, and mm-hmm. and all those things. People need, they just need the light of Jesus
they
right
do.
Now.
Yep. So, they need that hope.
Absolutely. Cool. Any other stuff you want to share?
So I have a very few announcements this
yes.
week for where we've been. I feel like there's a lot going on, but yet I don't have many announcements. So so our children's ministry program wrapped up for the ministry year, and yeah. so they are stay tuned, I guess, for maybe yeah. some things coming up this summer. But no ministry bags this Saturday because their last one was last week. So, but yeah.
special shout out to them
yes,
again.
They did a great job. They were very
Jesse and Alicia
creative,
did a they did
and they did a great
it
job.
It was a wonderful thing, and we're constant. Just so you know, we're constantly evaluating because we know that. You know, obviously coming back to church, mm-hmm. kids create, you know, just a dynamic
yes.
that yep. is unique to young families.
Right.
And we know that.
Yep.
We're trying to figure out a way to kind of meet you where you're at in that too. But at the same time, you know, it's one of the things we talked about is there's just no way to enforce social distancing
right.
with a kids. 4-year-old.
Right. Yes.
And so how do we do that? And, you know, and all that's coming there. But just all you young families, we love you, and we mm-hmm. want to continue to serve you in some way.
Yep.
So you're always a topic of, and you're always in our prayers, and you're always
Absolutely.
A topic of our conversation because we greatly value you, and we want to bless you as a family.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, and again,
for sure,
Jesse and Alicia knocked it out of the park.
Yep, they did.
They
great.
Did a great job.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So where things are at today is not where they will continue to
yeah.
be forever. So
yeah.
just reminding people of that.
Same thing for our youth, you know,
yep.
doing things.
Same thing for youth, know. Yep, and looking yep. for ministry opportunities this summer and what that might look like. So, and speaking of youth, if you have seniors in high school or seniors in college, anyone who is graduating high school or college that is part of our church body, that feels connected here at The Way, let us know. And we are putting something special yeah. together for Sunday, May 31, we're going to do something special for them.
Special so. Shout out to my senior.
There you
Job,
go.
Job, Logan.
Way to go.
Way to go. I was going to say my checking account. Thanks you.
So is Iowa State.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and then beyond that, just reminding people that our parking lot is open. We had mentioned this mm-hmm. a while ago, and I know we've had a couple people just, you know, want to get together with some friends, and so they pull up their cars in our parking lot and have a coffee or
absolutely
have a lunch or whatever that is. And so it's open, and if you want to arrange that with some friends and meet in the parking lot, feel yeah. free to do that. So I just want to let people know that too.
Go produce some vitamin D.
That's right.
You know, if the sun's shining,
yep,
get out there.
Yep.
Get yourself about at least 30 minutes of
That's right.
Of course, dermatologists may disagree.
They might, but...
but I don't know. I don't know.
Vitamin D will override that.
I think vitamin D is pretty important right now
yes.
for your immune system.
That's
so.
Right. Yep. So, yeah. And then Sunday services. So back to 9 and 11, live streaming both. So,
yeah.
which I did not know for Sunday. So, yes, we are live streaming both. And so you can catch it at 9 or 11. And if you are planning to attend in person, we would love to see you. And you can go onto our website today and get registered for that. And like we mentioned earlier, if something comes up and or even the number of people who you signed up for changes, just let us know. Just reach out, let us know, and we'll make adjustments from there. And so that's what I have for announcements.
Yeah. yeah. Special thank you to the men's ministry. So Jeff
yes.
Guthrie,
they ended
up this week.
Last Thursday.
So be aware of that. Good job to the men. Yeah. And I know that they continue to do online stuff.
Yep.
And they've kind of taken a break. And obviously we don't know how long. I mean, just, I don't think it'll be a typical summer schedule.
No, it won't be a typical summer.
But
everything's a little up in the air.
Yeah, everything's up yep. in the air. But, you know, just
But we
shout
are looking at how to move forward in all of that.
We are.
So, definitely.
We're looking at all those things.
Yep.
So appreciate all the other leaders and everybody that
yes.
has just continued to pour out and do the things that they need to do. And so, yeah, it's been a collective effort, as it should be, right?
Yep.
So
definitely,
it's been wonderful. Well, awesome. Well, that kind of brings us anything Jen wants to add from behind the camera. Special shout out, special shout out to Jen, the tech team, the praise team, for coming in and doing all the things that they did.
All the hard work.
Appreciate everything. We've gone on this massive shift in literally we did it in like a week.
Yeah.
They're constantly refining it every single week. It's just work in progress. I mean, they're coming in during the week, they're doing all this stuff, I just want the people out there to know, obviously all the glory goes to God.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. But still, nonetheless, there's just people working so hard behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I just want people to know, because they're doing it out of love. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it out of a love for Jesus and a love for people that they bless. And so that's very inspirational to me personally. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important. So anyway. Thank you for all the encouragements. Mm-hmm. We get lots of notes every week. We're getting handwritten notes. We're getting cards. We're getting thank
emails
yous. That's a tremendous encouragement too. And we're just going to continue doing what we can.
Absolutely.
As we can.
Absolutely.
So. Yep. Well, anyway, God bless you, and we continue to pray for safety. Pray for forward movement, not just for our community, but for our state and our country and all the people as we go forward. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
But we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Maybe in person, maybe spirit.
Maybe so, yes.
As we continue to come into your house via live stream. Everybody used to say to me when they would come in, they'd say, man, have you been at my house this week? Because what you're talking about, it's like you were
paying
attention. It's like, yeah, for the last couple minutes, we have been in your house.
Yep.
We've been there on YouTube and Facebook.
We just didn't know.
And we'll continue to do that, but it's only one way. We're not watching you. You're just watching us. Anyway, we just got kind of to a weird place there. So this is where we should sign off.
Episode 30.
Yep. Sign off episode 30. God bless you, and we will hope to see you soon. Blessings.
Yep. Have a great week.